although I will freely admit my diminished somewhat as years have gone by. As a matter of fact, I guess my confession would be is I never was as good a speaker as I used to be, or something like that. I'm going to be in the book of James. Maybe not. Who knows? Let's see how this works. James chapter 2, verse 14. Somewhere I have lost my bookmark. Promise, I was prepared for this. I just lost where I was at. If I could get somebody to read James chapter 2, 14 through 26.
What use is it, my brethren, if someone says that he has faith but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and if one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
Faith without works is dead. I'm not going to try to mince words. This is a Calvinist doctrine that when you're called or not called, God chooses you. You can't control what he says to save you, and you can't control what he says to not save you. It's just, you know, faith only. Well, James just put the lie to that. It's not faith only. He says what? If someone says he has faith but does not have works, can that faith save him? And I have even heard some people that they will deny being a Calvinist. I said, are you a Calvinist? He said, well, 4.5 out of 5. I said, how does that work? How do you do that? But I ain't going to point any fingers at anybody, but it sounds foolish to me to say something like that. But here it is, what James wrote. What good is it if someone says he has faith and has not works? And then, you know, we just read all of this. So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. I want to ask you a serious question. Have you ever seen anybody do good works without faith? Not really, you know. The world is pretty much based of, you know, I'm going to get all I can. If it hurts you, well, you know, sorry about that. But the works we're talking about here, this part especially, says, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And then he goes on, you know, a lot of people say that faith only. Now, don't get me wrong, faith is a very key ingredient, because anything you do good works is what we call good works. If it does not have faith to guide it, to motivate it, then the works are no good either. I mean, you know, I've known a lot of people in my life that said, well, if you're just a good person and you do good things and you do what's right and don't hurt anybody, then you've got to go to heaven. And, you know, if they were to say that to me today, I would just flash a big red light and say, wrong. It don't work like that. It only works for those who are in Christ. So just being good. You see, you know, if you go back to Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, we were there this morning. Could I get somebody to read that, because my fingers aren't working too good today.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Yeah. Now I'm going to let you in on a little known secret here. This word works that James uses is from the Greek ergo or ergon. Now, you know, I was not a great debater. I didn't do debates in high school or anything like that. But I read enough about debates and about logic and about concluding things that I know what ergo means in English. But what it means in the Greek is to labor, to toil, maybe even to break a sweat, that kind of work. Okay? If you flip back to Ephesians, and he says, you're saved by faith. By grace are you saved through faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. You know what the Greek word for that kind of work is? Same thing. We're talking about labor. You know what the difference is, in my mind, is that, and this is, you know, part of this where you have to interpret what I say out of my mind, but, which may not be easy. But in Ephesians, he's talking about works. He's talking about earning your way to heaven. You know, not by faith, by grace. Not by those kind of works. You can't earn your way to heaven. And, you know, I have to break that down into Dale's simple language. So you cannot work enough that God owes you. It don't happen. You know, we owe him. He don't owe us. But this work in James, where he said, although it means to toil and labor, it's after the fact. It's not trying to get God to reward you for something. You're basically working because that's what is set aside for you to do. It's still toil. It's still labor. And people will still criticize it, because I don't know how many times that somebody looked at me and said, well, you're just trying to work your way into heaven. And, you know, the older I get, the more I think you may be right. Because Jesus already paid that price. I don't have to pay that price. But I work because he paid that price. I work because good works are set aside for us to do. What good is it then if you see somebody with a need and you don't help them meet that need? What good is your faith then? What have you accomplished? I even heard a 4.5 Calvinist one time say that, hey, faith works. Yeah, that's a pretty good little saying. Faith works. It does things. It causes you to go do things. It causes you to look and see what needs to be done. Abraham, our father, because James here is a Jew, is justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar. You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And that's about as good an explanation as I could come up with. But he finishes that thing by that part of what he's saying. You see that a person is justified by works and not faith alone. Now, you can go through the Bible and you can say, oh, well, here we are. We're saved by grace. We're saved by faith. We're saved by hearing the gospel. All these things that you can dig out of Scripture. And it says, is that what saves you? Yeah. Is that alone what saves you? No. Not very often. You know. But we see by Scriptures, and this is something I argue all the time, and it almost doesn't seem to make an impression. But if you look at Matthew, what is it, chapter 16, Jesus and his disciples are at Caesarea Philippi, and that famous confession that Peter made. Who do you think I am? Well, we think you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, amongst other things, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Now, time goes on. Peter's kind of a mess as a disciple, if you ever stop and look at it. Did just about everything he wasn't supposed to do. And so I relate to Peter just a whole bunch when it comes to that. But Jesus gave him the keys to the kingdom. And the first time he stood up at Pentecost and said, the people ask him, sirs, what must we do? He says, repent and be baptized. Whatever was bound on earth is bound in heaven. Why don't people understand that? Why don't people get, you know, connect the dots? Bob Ann's brother always used to say that, connect the dots. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to be able to see the dots before you connect them. But nonetheless, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And my question to these people that would claim that is, are you going to trust your eternal soul to something that's dead? Does that seem like a question? Does that seem out of bounds to question that? You trust in your eternal soul to something that is dead, and your faith is dead if you don't have works to go with it. So, ergo, which in my mind means, you know, in conclusion, as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so faith apart from works is dead. How do you put life back into it? How do you work for something? And it's not, you're not going to be able to say, oh, Lord, look at how much work I did. I earned this. You say, no. It was by grace. Anyway, it's one of my arguments to Calvinism. And I kind of harp on that quite a bit, but it's a danger in my mind, because there's people I love that believe that, And I think they're putting their soul in danger by believing that. And scriptures are pretty plain. James says, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so faith apart from works is dead. So, faith is a very important part of it. I guess for my last example, I will use this as an example. You know, chocolate cake, apart from chocolate, ain't a chocolate cake. You know, there's certain things that goes into a recipe that makes a chocolate cake. Now, if you leave out one or more of them, do you have a chocolate cake? And the Bible says there's ways. There are things that save you. The gospel saves you. You know, all those things we can list, and I can't think of half of them. But nonetheless, they all go into that recipe, and it makes salvation. At least that's the way I see the world. If you see it that way, and you feel the need to be in Christ, now would be the time, as we stand and we sing an invitation.